For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last week, Kinky Friedman, who's running for governor in the state of Texas, was touring around to the major colleges with the former governor of Minnesota, Mr. Jesse Ventura. I got a chance to speak to Kinky briefly. Here's part of that discussion.
I've heard your comments about decriminalization. I think that's an excellent idea, but the state of Texas is talking about building more prisons. Just this morning, the Houston Chronicle says they're going to expend $250 million to build a new Harris County jail. Is it, your thoughts on the drug war and perhaps the waste of our taxpayers' money?
Well, that's not perhaps. It definitely is. Decriminalization is misunderstood by some people, deliberately, in fact. Decriminalization just means that we admit that we've lost the war on drugs and we do something smarter. California's done it, in fact. Denver has done it. There's places, I think Oregon has done it. And all it means is that you're going to be smart about this. I've given a challenge to people. Go to your favorite FBI agent. Find a DEA agent anywhere. Ask the guy off the record. Kinky Friedman is saying we should decriminalize marijuana. Is he right or wrong? They'll all say, I'm positive of this. Every one of them will tell you that it's crazy to keep doing what we're doing because we're spending billions and we're wasting so much manpower. And what's the result? A kid screws up his entire life with a stupid mistake. And if he goes to prison, then he's in that system. And that's what the prisons are full of right now. And what I want to do is clear them out, put them in rehab or put them in some kind of drug treatment and spend the money on education and treatment instead of doing what we're doing now, saying it's against the law. So it's not, I mean, if you're a big-time dealer or a smuggler, you're still going to get hammered. But if you're somebody who makes a mistake, we're not going to put you in jail this time. We're going to work with you. And I think that we need room in the prisons for the really bad people, and they are pedophiles and politicians.
People will come.
Oh, yes, they will surely come at the bidding of judges and district attorneys. From this week's Houston Chronicle, Harris might spend $260 million on jail crowding. The county might spend at least $260 million to build jails and juvenile detention facilities as it tries to address state agencies' criticisms that its jails are overcrowded. End quote. You see, Houston leads the world in the incarceration of our own people, and what they want to do is double their capacity to hold nonviolent drug offenders who make up the bulk of those so incarcerated. Meantime, the city and county fathers congratulate one another on their excellent idea.
It'll be as if they dipped themselves in magic waters.
God save us from compassionate conservative Christians. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.